Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, in the morning.
Don't feel sorry for yourselves because you're going through some mess.
because you're stuck in some crap, because you have some stuff decomposing in your life. It's fertilizer. It's what you need to grow. All the challenges that you're having, all the issues that you're going through, it's not a problem that you're having. It's really not even a challenge. It's just strength conditioning. I'm going to help you get over it today on Ms. J in the Morning. We OD on positivity right here Monday through Friday, so we have an awesome show coming up. Of course, we have the best in inspirational music, the inspirational news, and events. What y'all got going on in y'all area? Make sure you hit me up and keep it locked on the website, MsJProductions.com. More updates coming soon. Make sure you become my friend on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Also, subscribe to my YouTube page or YouTube channel. There's more videos coming soon. I'm so excited about the great things, the awesome things, the amazing things, the excited things that God is not only doing in my life, but in the life of those around me. So I want to hear all the good news. I want you guys to connect with me and let me know all of the great things that are happening in your life. And I'll announce them right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I know at the top of the year, actually the end of last year, I said that I'll make sure to open the lines more so you guys can talk. And I want you guys to continue to be patient because we still want to do things in decency and in order. So, although I love y'all and I want y'all to continue to call in, continue to have great things to say, until I do, the best way to get your news, your kind words, your comments, all that to me quickly is to dial the office. Call the office, 209-286-MS-J. Again, 209-286-MS-J, which is 6495. Leave me a message. If you leave a voicemail, we can actually record your voicemail, download it, and upload it on the show. So don't worry. You can be heard live on air, that type of thing. So I just wanted to make that announcement really quick before we get into the show. But I have so much great stuff that's going on and so many people texting me and calling me and telling me awesome things that are happening in their lives. I just wanted to celebrate all of you. There are some of you who are still a bit down about the things that you have to experience. So I want to encourage you today to OD on positivity. Change your perspective. Look at that mess as fertilizer, the nutrients, the things that are necessary to help you grow to become who God originally made you to be. Before you were even formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. He ordained you. He sanctified you. He blessed you. And then He placed you in time. So our job on this journey is just to remember the original word. All we have to do is remember what God spoke to us before He dispatched us in time. You are not an accident. You may be a surprise to your mother and father or your family, but you are not a surprise to God. There are no coincidences. There are no accidents. There are no chances or happenstance when it comes to the things of God. And you are a creation. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You aren't something that just popped up out of the sky. Sorry for y'all who still believe in that Big Bang Theory. You ain't somebody that came from some monkey. You ain't somebody that came from some piece of nasty fungus on the ground and evolved into something on your own with chemicals and all that. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We were created. We were sculpted. We were actually formed out of the greatness of the Almighty God who is still alive, who's still raised, and is still doing awesome things in your life. You just have to change your perspective to see it. So I'm going to help y'all do it today on Ms. J in the Morning. So let's get into some feel-good music because I'm feeling good, and I know you guys are too. And if you're not, by the end of the show, you will be. It's Ms. J in the Morning. Here's Fred Hammond. I feel good.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody.
down serene as we grow, we live live and know some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed just to bless you. That's why He gives us memories, lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me.
Ooh,
so happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
BlogTalkRadio.com Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com and stay tuned for updates on the show. Extended show coming soon. Great news. Shout out to DJ Abnormal. Finally got a chance to catch up with my brother. I had a great conversation with him yesterday. God is doing some awesome things over there on the East Coast. iArtistRadio.com. If you have not tuned in, make sure you do so and download the iTunes app because you can listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, the best in hip hop, neo soul, soul, morning inspiration, and of course your girl Ms. J in the morning. We are going higher, getting greater, doing even better. What do y'all have going on? Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know what great things are going on in your life. Those of you who might need some help. Some of y'all said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and start that business. I'm going to go ahead and write that book. I'm going to go ahead and step out and do what I've been dreaming about doing. But you need a little help. You need a little direction. Don't worry. Ms. J Productions can help you. Log on to MsJProductions.com under our services tab. Find out all the services that you can receive, and some are for free. to help you get to where you need to go in life. Get that dream up and running. You don't know how to get a business plan going. You need a website. You need something, you know, a professional letter. You need help planning your first project, a book release, a book signing, a CD release party, whatever you need, hit us up and let us know. We can help you get there and reach your goals. Call our office, 209-286-MS-J. Again, 209-286-MS-J, which is 6495. You can also email us at info@msjproductions.com. You need help promoting yourself, getting the word out there on Facebook and Twitter. We can help you out with that, too. So no matter what you need with your business and or your ministry or personal endeavors, make sure you consider Ms. J Productions, LLC, for your help. Now, after that's been said, I'm feeling good, y'all. That was Fred Hammond right before our beautiful Angie Stone, Happy Being Me. And at the top of the show, we had Faith Evans again. If I had to do it all again, I wouldn't take away the rain because I know it's made me who I am, and that's my focus for today. We have a challenge right here on the show called the Ms. J Challenge. It's a simple quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want you guys to repeat that after me, okay? Okay. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? Right here on Ms. J in the morning, we OD on positivity. You ain't going to get no drama. And if I tell you about any of it, I'm going to tell you the best way to handle it. And that's with a big, healthy dose of positivity. Change your perspective. Whatever situation you're in, change your perspective. I'm getting emails from people looking for advice on relationships, advice in school, advice in business. I really am honored that you guys honor and value my opinion, my wisdom, and my knowledge, and my insight. I really do. I'm kind of shocked and in awe that you guys love me that much, but I'm grateful and I'm thankful for you guys. So Ms. J Forum is being released. It is already released. You guys got to stay locked on Ms. J Productions. .com to find out what I feel about your situation. Now, some of them I feel that I might need to share them while we're on air because some of you guys are going through some really hairy, tricky things and you need some professional help, some experts. Those of you who might be, in all seriousness, might be you don't know, you might be confused, or you know and you just need direction, you are involved in a domestic violence situation. There is never an excuse for any abuse, verbal, emotional, or physical abuse. And it happens to men, too, but we know the majority is women, and children are affected by it. You need to make sure you get hooked up with Tender Hands Safe Haven. TenderHandsSafeHaven.org are available 24/7. They don't take holidays off. They don't just go to sleep and ignore your call whenever you need their help. You need to get away. You need a restraining order. You need to relocate. You need to find help. They are there 24/7. Tender Hands are waiting for you. Log on to TenderHandsSafeHaven.org to find out more information. If you know somebody who is in a domestic violence situation and they need help, make sure you get with Tender Hands Safe Haven. The tax season is fastly approaching. Those of you who are looking for tax breaks, that is also a great way to get a tax break is to donate to a nonprofit organization. Tender Hands Safe Haven, Inc. is a nonprofit organization, 501c3, which means all of the donations that you donate, you might get a great tax break. So log on to irs.gov to find out more information about your personal and or business taxes and sow your seed into fertile soil. TenderHandsSafeHaven.org is the place you need to be. So I'm going to get right back into some music, then we're going to have a quick commercial break, and I got a little bit of something to share with y'all today. Today's focus is just happy being who you are. If you had to do it all again, don't wish that it didn't happen. Don't have any regrets in life. All that mess that you went through was fertilizer It was the nutrients you needed to get right where you are today and to get where you're destined to be. It's going to happen for you. It has to. God is not like man that he should love. Now, the journey, it's not in our time. It's in his time. But while you're on the journey, our job is to remember the original word. Remember what God spoke over you. Remember what he placed in you. And what he placed in you is the strength you need, the courage you need, and the wisdom. So here's India Irie. Strength, courage, and wisdom, it's been inside of you this whole time. All you got to do is tune into it and keep it locked right here on this day in the morning.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. PST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity.
Variety show,
inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dub Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio, and introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Making it happen right here on Miss J in the morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management, Cynthia Woods Harris. That's my sister out there in Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock got it on lock. Doing it big. Beautiful women that can sing. Acapulco, y'all. I know it's acapella. But you know, when you just got that voice to where it sounds like you got a whole band behind you, you can't just say acapella. It's Acapulco. They be doing it Acapulco. Yes, I said it. So for booking information, hit them up. Area code 501-416-0031. Log on to artist-onegirlgospelmdmt.com for more information. Please support your local artists. Y'all know I am all for supporting all artists. Those of look, it takes a lot of work to be a Beyonce. It takes a ton of work to be a Prince. It takes a ton of work to be a Kenny G, but it takes even more work to be an independent and indie artist. You got to do it all on your own. You don't have a beautiful team that can get your hair done and all this other type of stuff. You don't have sponsors and people throwing money at you and throwing products at you. So support your local artists. I told y'all before, we're going to have a funeral for the bootleggers. Yes, y'all bootlegging folks, y'all that's downloading music off of YouTube. I know y'all know how to do it. It's okay. Those of you who bootlegging DVDs, you got a whole big old library from Lil Pookie, and you thinking that you helping him get some bread on the table, but you're taking food out of somebody else's mouth. These people work hard. How would you like it if somebody came and you worked hard and all they did was tear it up or duplicate it and give it to somebody else? Y'all would get attitude, wouldn't you? But you don't care because you just want the music. I just had to have that moment. Okay, I'm going to release it. Let's get right back into the show. Despite all that, right before our commercial break, in the IRE, strength, courage, and wisdom, it's been inside of you this whole time. So anything that you're looking for, what are you lacking? What are you striving to get? What do you feel that if I just had, it's been inside of you the whole time. You ever been like in a rush trying to get somewhere and you can't find your keys as soon as you walk out the door? Oh, on your phone, and you tripping. You like, okay, I know I just had it right here just to find out that you put it in your purse, you put it in your pocket, or sometimes it's even in your hand. It's the same thing in life. A lot of times we spend years stressing, tripping. Oh, my God, this is what I need. I wish I would have had. And just to know we had it right there the whole time. You have the power to build wealth already inside of you. If it's been a year, if it's been 2 years, some of y'all even 5 years, you've been unemployed. It ain't that there are no jobs out there. People are getting hired every day. You might need to change your perspective. It's time for you to start your own business. Create your own wealth. Now, it's not for everybody. Everybody knows you got to crawl before you walk. You want to build capital, but I guarantee you, I know and I've done it before, you can start businesses without a penny to your name. A lot of people have done it and are very successful and are billionaires. to this day. A lot of people that we love and we know have come out of the mess, the gook, the grime, the ugliness to become the beautiful people that we sometimes idolize. So in today's news, I wanted to go over something that was really kind of interesting to me. It was inspirational and interesting at the same time. Y'all know the Oscars are coming up, the lovely Oscars, all this wonderful stuff going around, these wonderful actors and actresses that are doing some awesome things in movies. We watch them, we go to the movie theater, we stand in line, we get our popcorn, we try to smuggle in some snacks. Y'all know how we do with the Oscars. Shout out to everybody who was nominated for an Oscar, has an Oscar already, or is about to get an Oscar. Those of you who are looking to be an actor, shout out to you for making it there to the Oscars. But did you know that a lot of these people that are receiving Oscars and nominated for Oscars this year were once homeless? Not, you know, y'all just had it bad because you came from your mama and your daddy separated, so your mama was on welfare. You know, that story. We all have those stories. No, I'm talking about people that was actually living in their cars, living on the street, didn't have anything to their name. And now we are like, in all of these people, the number one person that everybody is shocked about that was once homeless, didn't have nothing, living in a shelter, stanky, grimy shelter, is none other than the gorgeous Halle Berry. Yes, Halle Berry, yes, moved to New York City to pursue her acting. And about at 21 years old, she had to live in a shelter. It wasn't because, you know, her parents didn't have everything. She made a sacrifice, didn't have the money, and was living in a shelter at 21 years old. And now she's nominated for another Oscar. She won an Oscar for Monsters Ball. Everybody knows Halle Berry. Homeless in a shelter at 21. Craziness. Y'all know how it is. Y'all know Hilary Swank. She's a great actress. She did a lot of movies all over the place. Boys Don't Cry, and she had an Academy Award for that. She does voiceovers for everything. She's the voice of the mom in The Incredibles, and or is it The Incredibles? But anyway, she does a lot of voiceovers, and, you know, Google her. You'll find out. But her parents were separated and moved from Washington to Los Angeles, and at 15, she was homeless, living out on the streets with her parents, didn't have nowhere to go. She wasn't an artist in pursuit of a career, so she did the starving artist thing. No, she was actually homeless. Somebody else that shocked me, David Letterman. Yeah. David Letterman moved to Los Angeles, not in pursuit of a career, living out of his Chevy pickup truck. David Letterman. Everybody know David Letterman. Homeless. Came from nothing. Another person who's kind of crazy right now, and we're going to pray for her, but Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers was homeless. She lived in her car. She lived on the street. Apparently, reporters say it was for years. Like, she was one of the ones that just couldn't get it together. Like, you know, it just, you thought you'd get a part-time job and you save up and you get an apartment. I mean, it was for years. She would find a place to live and she would lose her place, move in with people, move out, then be back on the street. She'd get kicked out. She'd go over. I mean, it was for years. Joan Rivers, now making millions of dollars doing crazy stuff. One of my favorite actors, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I love this man, Jim Carrey. I mean, he's won multiple Golden Globe Awards. I mean, all this great stuff. Most people know him as a comedian, but he's an awesome producer. He's an awesome actor. But he lived out of his van for years as a teen. It wasn't, you know, all these stories, people think people go to L.A. and they want to go to L.A. and they're homeless because they're in pursuit of their dreams and their careers. But no, these are people who came through some mess. Jim Carrey came through some mess. He and his family had to live out of his camper as a teenager because they just couldn't get it together. I mean, the economy was bad way back then. It was bad. Also, Sylvester Stallone. Y'all know Sylvester Stallone. Come on. Did you know back in the day he was sleeping in a bus station? He was the man with the cup when you're trying to get on the bus asking for some quarters and some pennies. I mean, just down and out, not on drugs. Just craziness. William Shatner from Star Trek, y'all know him. Now he's on the what is it, Priceline commercial, whatever that commercial is he's doing now. But the guy from Star Trek, I mean, won Emmys, Golden Globe Awards. He was sleeping in his truck for years after he divorced. Got a divorce, didn't have no money, and had to sleep outside. Now, he was already working at this time, had already got a career. It wasn't as good as Star Trek and all that stuff. But he had already started as an actor, was doing what he do, and he was living in a truck. I mean, just Martin Sheen was, I mean, Oscar winner, doing great. Y'all know the Sheen family, doing awesome things. He was once homeless. I just wanted to share that with all of you guys to let y'all know that it don't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what you've been through. No matter what it is, you can make it. You can do exactly what you've been designed to do. There is a whole list of people that we love, that we look up to, that we want as role models, that we want as mentors, that have been through the very same thing that you are experiencing. I'm pretty sure if we take a moment to dissect even further their story, we can still see that they are still dealing with some things and some situations that they had right back in the day. But I know that they got where they are by changing their perspective, making sure that they did not give up. I'm pretty sure being homeless, I've been homeless before. I've actually slept in a car at night, overnight, worrying, wondering if somebody was going to see me, somebody was going to find out. All that stress, but I couldn't give up. There was something inside of me that would not allow me to let go. I've been broke. I mean, broker than broke, where I had to ask for money, or I had to go down, get on welfare. I had to make sure that, you know, I had things I had to ask my family for, and I was afraid to ask my family, so I'm trying to ask friends, living on people's floor, sleeping on people's couch. But it never stopped me. And so you have to get to the point to where you don't get stuck in your situation. Now, it's easy. It is so easy to sit there and feel sorry for yourself and dwell on it for years about the things you wish you had and the situation that you wish you were out of. But one thing that helped keep me going was my smile. So let's get into some music, and we'll be right back after this.
Depression and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Give up now.
whatever you're in right now.
People say,
today, no matter what mess you're going through, no matter what hell you are experiencing, keep a smile on your face. I shared it before. Those of us who love jewelry, the finest metal, that platinum that you love, that gold that you desire to wear on your finger or wear around your neck, do you know how it's made? Yes, they put the gold into the fire and melt it all the way down. Till it gets boiling and all this black nasty, all the impurities bubble up to the top. Then they take it out, they scrape off all the impurities, and then they put it back into the fire. All the nasty gunk and impurities bubble up to the top again. They take it out, they scrape all that stuff off the top and put it back in the fire. Then all this stuff starts bubbling up and come to the top, and they take it out, scrape it off. Then they put it back into the fire. And even the last time when they take it out and there's no black gunk on top, no impurities that bubble up to the top, they put it right back into the fire. What am I trying to get at? That's exactly, exactly what's going on in your life. A lot of times you have to go through the fire to get all the impurities out of you. The problems that you're having, a lot of people like to call, oh, when you go through situations, it shows you who your friends really are. It ain't got nothing to do with your friends. It shows you who you really are. It shows you just how strong you are or what you've been accepting or what mess you got to clean up out of your life. And once you get it out, you got to go back through the fire to make sure that it's all gone. And at the last minute, when you think you can't take no more, you're going to go back through the fire so you can be in your purest, your best, your most valuable form. All the mess that you were going through is only fertilizer to get you to where you need to go, to get you where you're going. So do not despise small beginnings. Don't sit there and have regrets. Don't wish and hope and hate. Don't sit there. I mean, here's a self-check. If you think about the situation you've been through with a person, and now that you see that person on Facebook, or you see that person in the street, or you see that person on school, and you still get an attitude, you got some more to get up out of you. You're going to go back through the fire. If you can look at that person in their face and genuinely, not fakingly tell it, but genuinely not be upset like you were before, you've gotten it all out of you. So that's one less time you got to go through the fire. right here on this day in the morning where we OD on positivity. I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to push you, probe you, force you, encourage you, influence you to OD on positivity. Positivity is the only drug approved by God. It's the only infection that you can give to the world that you won't get arrested for. So OD on positivity. Fill your kids up with positivity so when they go to school, they can get it all on their friends and their teachers. When you go to work, go ahead and slip a little positivity in your boss's coffee. When they take a sip, all they can think about is positive thoughts. Go ahead and add some positivity in your coffee. Put positivity all over yourself when you get out the shower. That's what we need is positivity. We don't need another superstar. We don't need to go back and forth with political debates. We need to change our perspective for the positive. It has been medically proven, it has been psychologically proven, and spiritually proven that changing your perspective for the positive actually adds years to your life. It helps in medical situations, in dire situations. Positive thoughts helps you heal even quicker. You go to a convalescent home, or some people call it an old folks home or a retirement home, whatever you want to call it. The ones that are focused on positivity, that have a positive perspective, actually heal and get out quicker than the ones that are depressed, that don't have people visiting them, that don't have people giving balloons and that type of thing. And the same thing in hospitals, even with children. Children that start their day off right, not just with breakfast, but with a positive routine where their parents actually sit down and talk to them, show them love, give them love, actually do better in school. So if you have children out there that are struggling in school, discipline problems, grades, reading issues, why don't you change their morning routine instead of yelling at them, get up out of bed, hurry up, we got to go, we ain't got time to do this, and you're sitting here fussing, da, 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 and you got all that going on, and you're wondering why they're failing in school. Change the atmosphere. Why don't you go ahead and try it? This morning before you get out the house, why don't you just have a quick family meeting and tell everybody, you know what, I love you all. Give them all big hugs and kisses and watch the day change for the better. Do it at work. You used to come to work, you don't talk to nobody. Look, I'm here to get my paycheck. I got to go. I ain't got time to talk to all y'all. Let me get my work done. Change your situation. Go to work and say good morning to everybody. Go stop and get a couple of dozen of donuts. Yum yums, you get like 14 in a dozen for like $10. Go get some donuts. Go to Krispy Kreme. It don't even matter if the hot light ain't on. Go get some donuts and take it to everybody at work and say, hey, I just decided to bring this for all of y'all. Watch everybody change. OD on positivity like we do on Miss J in the morning. And y'all thought I forgot, but I didn't. It's time for the area code check-in. Woo! Midday area code check-in. I love to see all of y'all call in today. No matter where you're calling from, I'm grateful for you. So if you're listening on the computer, go ahead and get in where you fit in, 714-816-4743. That's how we do it right here. Shout out to all the area codes that are checking in. So I'm trying to get through this, y'all, without messing up. So y'all hurry up and call in because y'all be messing me up when you call in late. So here we go, 501-210-770-404-518-702-864-678-513-483-236-0917-757-917. Woo! We did it! The Ms. J area code check-in. Shout out to all of y'all who are calling in and listening. I see you, and I love you. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the HPs. Shout out to the Dells, the Aces, the Gateways, whatever y'all. The PCs, I love you. I'm a PC. Shout out to the Macs. I love Macs, too. Shout out to you, too. Everybody who called in, I am grateful for you on this day. Make sure you keep it locked on MissJProductions.com. Find out everything that is going on with the show. Make sure you keep it locked Monday through Friday right here on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. We are live, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com, and we have been extended to not 3 days a week, now 5 full days a week. So thank you all for showing me love out there on the East Coast, iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you log on there, download the iTunes app. Make sure you become my friend on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I got some new videos coming up. I know you guys will love. Make sure you keep it locked on here. But most of all, make sure you appreciate everything that you have today. Today may be your last day. You just never know. So why don't you spend your last day in a positive mood, have a positive attitude? No matter what the situation is, you are great. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the Almighty God's image, and there is nobody like you. You are rare. Even identical twins have different fingerprints. There is nobody like you. You are beautiful just the way you are. You are better than better. You are greater than greater. So believe it and receive it on today. Go forth into today with great faith. And I love you. It's the end of the show, so I'm going to leave you with this wonderful song. This is my theme song for today. It's my girl, Jill Scott. I'm going to live my life like it's golden. It's Miss J in the morning. I